body of dwellings in the clouds to breathe. All I want is to cure this land sickness to me. All I need is food and water to set me free. I found myself in a hurry, dead to the bone.
Welcome to the Grunt Free Press Podcast. This is episode 51. I am your host, Absolute Deicide, and we got another little weird one, I know. That's fucking standard by now. It's fucking like, you know, acting like I have a, you know, schedule or a fucking segment to do or anything like that. I don't know. Shit comes as it comes, I guess. But another one for me. I'm fucking recording middle of the day again, which is always, you know, lack of, you know, mark of a good episode, I guess. Fucking doing the complete opposite of what I usually do. You know, we like to stay fresh and current and, keep everyone on their toes here at Grunt Free Press. Go to gruntfreepress.com to see how on my toes I am about doing reviews and, yeah, all that shit. Yeah, it's a nice 4th of July episode. Putting it out early for, you know, I figure on people's vacation they can, what, you know, they can fucking download it early, whatever the fuck. But yeah, you get company again here, and you know the drill, how it goes. The usual shit. You know, might hear fucking kids screaming, fucking doors banging, fucking dogs barking, more than usual. So just bear with me here. I'm just gonna try to get through this so I can, enjoy my 4th of July, or, you know, more specifically, fucking go to sleep so I can get up and get fucking family garbage out of the way. Yeah. So let's go. Just get to it. You know, fucking here's your fireworks, you motherfuckers, you fucks. Fireworks for the world. All right, so jump right in. Fucking the Flame and the Flood. Game I bought on picked it up in the Steam sale. It came out not too long ago. It was on sale. I put it on my wish list. I saw it, and again, I'll be fucking very distracted. I can already hear fucking people coming up the stairs and fucking people yelling. So I picked it up on the Steam sale. It looked interesting. It almost looked like an updated Oregon Trail, which I was a big fan of that back in the day. I used to play that on my Apple 2GS and in my school and shit. Yeah, I wish I could just yell at kids. I could eat fucking dogs, but that doesn't happen. I fucking hate kids. We'll get to that later. So it's Flame of the Flood. It's like an updated Oregon Trail. It's, you know, it's only they have like the modern like crafting and survival elements like that. You know, every game's got to have that now, I guess. Like a fucking Minecraft or fucking whatever, DayZ or fucking whatever the hell the other ones are. The ones I don't play, so I'm not really a big fan of that shit. But then as far as like the, you know, art style goes, what one of the things that was fucking, I'd seen videos and like previews and trailers and shit of the game. I'm like, yeah, it looks pretty cool. I mean, the art style, and I'm like, yeah, I'm kind of like, you know, I'm in this odd place where it's like, I like fucking like, you know, this almost like simulation type games. Maybe not so big on like survival, but so yeah, it's got like this odd, you know, almost like Tim Burton-y type art style. It's a dark, but it's kind of cartoony. The point of the game is you gotta take the raft down a river and try to survive as long as possible, pretty much. I mean, I guess there's an end. I mean, there's different modes you can pick. I was just doing the story mode, which gives you like checkpoints and shit. Which I didn't really use. I mean, it's fucking just like, I'd fuck up and I'd start over again. So you're moving further down this river, and the further you go, it gets more difficult to survive down there. It gets colder. Craft better like gear and like jackets and shit and hats and gloves for your character. So I mean, to do that, you gotta like kill animals and skin them, so you can make the warmer clothes and shit. Then it's getting colder, so it's like just trying to find like food and water and shit gets harder as you make it down. I didn't go too far. I mean, I went like a couple stages down. They said there were like 10 stages or something. I think I made it to like the third stage, the furthest I got, something like that. And it didn't play for too long, but so you're going through that, and I mean, again, you're just trying to, you know, manage your resources, and your raft's getting banged up as you go down. I mean, it's kind of like two different game modes. So, you know, you'll be on like an island or whatever, and you're going around controlling a guy like third person, like overhead type of deal. And just going around, like, collecting, searching through shit and trying to find supplies. And then, like, once you do that, it's like, all right, well, clear this out. And you fucking just head back on the river in your raft. It's kind of like, again, like the Oregon Trail, like fucking, you know, dodging the fucking, the wagon and shit, trying to avoid obstacles. And there's, like, rapids and shit. And you gotta, like, try to avoid, you know, shit on the river and fucking try not to bang up your raft too much. All the shit's like procedurally generated too. So the river is different every time. Like the islands that you'll go is different every time. I only played a couple games. You can die pretty easily. I mean, you fucking, you know, run out of food. You don't have much fucking time, or, you know, wild animals and shit will hunt you and fucking they'll kill you pretty quick. But it's the way it's supposed to work. Again, from what I understood, you get to keep like whatever you store. You know, you have a dog that follows you around too, and he kind of acts as like, he'll sniff out supplies, and he also carries the a backpack you can use. So it's like, you know, so much shit you can store on yourself, then like, you know, the dog's like extra storage, and you can store shit in the raft too. But as far as I could tell, I mean, you fucking, whatever you store in your dog's backpack, you know, you'll start another game, after your guy dies, just start with another guy, like, from scratch, except, whatever you kept on the dog, you keep, you know what I mean? So I think, like, the idea is you're supposed to craft, like, the best shit, then, like, if you're in trouble, it's like, oh, shit, I'm probably not gonna make it, you fucking move the shit to the dog, so the next time you can start out with the better equipment and go further. Yeah, so it's, you know, it's all right. I mean, they call it like, yeah, like that kind of style of game. They call it like a roguelike, you know, like fucking like rogues, like, you know, one life, permadeath type shit. Usually procedurally generated. I think the game's all right. I mean, I think I like the concept more than I like the game. There's a lot, you know, lots of crafting, lots of inventory management. Just a kind of a pet peeve of mine. I mean, I just hate flipping through like a ton of menus and shit. There's a lot of that in the game. You know, it's like, oh, I want to make like a snare so I can catch a rabbit. You know, you gotta craft like a snare, like a trap. So it's like, all right, well, if you want to do that first, you got to collect like cattails, like cat of nine tails or whatever. Then you got to craft that into like braided rope. You need like so many braided ropes to fucking, you know, make the thing. Or you need like saplings too. So you got to like collect like certain shit, so many of them. And you're all the whole time you're managing, you know, you only have so many slots you can fill up. So you're just trying to fucking like, oh, what do I need? I got to, you know, prioritize what I'm taking with me. So, I mean, you know, so you make, like, the snares, just a lot of steps. So, you know, what that translates to, like, gameplay-wise, a lot of, like, flipping through menus, you know, then, like, it's like, oh, I want to make this, and you got to fucking hold the button, just wait for the, you know, just a bar to fill up before you can fucking, like, even craft the thing. And, yeah, I don't know, it's just fucking not very fun, I guess. You know, and again, it's like a survival game, like, that type of deal. So it's not really meant to be, like, fun, like in quotes, like it's not supposed to be like a fun game. It's supposed to be like stressful and fucking hard to like keep track of the shit it is, you know what I mean? I mean, that's fine. I mean, fucking again, it's like I knew that going in, like I knew what I was getting into. I thought I was in the mood for that type of game too, but then I stopped playing. It's just like, I don't know, after flipping through the fucking menus for so long and just like, now I fucked up, I died. It's just kind of, it's just like the tedium of it. It's just the tedious nature of doing all that shit. Just gets to me after a while. It seems like there might be like a bigger plot to it rather than just fucking trying to survive. Like, you know, something maybe like the kid you're playing. Again, it just, as you restart, the dog goes back to the new character or whatever. So I'm thinking like, is it like kind of like a fucking bigger plot to this? Like maybe the kid's dead or he's living in like a, you know, a post-apocalyptic world or some shit. Like, oh, you know, he's fucking, you know, rafting down like the River Styx or some shit. Like, I don't know. I only get so far, but one of the things, like, something cool I wish I could find out, you know, finish the whole story to find out. But again, I only went through like 10 of the three of the 10 areas and fucking died a couple times, restarted. It's just like, yeah, all right, let's play something else. I mean, something more fun and like the traditional sense of fun. Yeah, one of those games, like, I might go back to it and fuck around with it for a little bit, but I don't know. We'll see. That was, Flame in the Flood. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. One thing I will say, though, the fucking pretty good music. It's like folky music or whatever. It's fucking made for the game. Pretty sure I played it at the beginning of this episode, maybe. That's my plan, but I don't know. I don't put that music in until after, so tentatively, yeah, that's what you heard coming in. Pretty good. I mean, I liked it. I mean, fucking, again, just from what I watched, that's kind of why I bought it. I'm like, oh, I kind of like the art style. The fucking music's cool, like, whatever. But, again, it's just fucking, I knew what it was going in, but it's just like, I don't know. No, it's just, wasn't feeling it at the moment anyway. One thing that did piss me off, though, is fucking the hitbox. They never seem to have the fucking, like, the game I'm playing, like, listed. I mean, like, you know, the Flame of the Flood I'm playing, it's not a new game. It came out, like, I don't know, like, months ago. And fucking, again, how hitbox works is, like, you select the game you want to play. It just kind of auto-fills in. You put, like, the flame in, and it just brings up a, you know, drop down list of games you can pick from. You can't just type in like, oh, I'm playing the Flame of the Flood, you know what I mean? But the fucking game's not there, and it's like, you know, it's not new, you know what I mean? I can see like if the game just came out, like I'm playing it like the second it came out, it might take like a couple of days to catch up or something, but this game was out fucking months ago, you know? I know it's not like like that popular of a game or whatever. It's like, it probably should be on this fucking list of games, you know? Same with Sherlock Holmes. Like, I played that like a couple weeks after it came out, and that wasn't on the list either. I know it's fucking, you know, it's Hitbox. It's not fucking Twitch, and it's kind of why I like it, because it's not fucking Twitch. But I mean, come on. I mean, either let me type in the fucking what I'm playing, or, you know, if you're not gonna want to do that, and I can understand too, where it's like, you know, they want to keep it like, uniform, so like fucking, you know, they have like the artwork and they can just keep, you know, if it's not somebody like misspelling it and there's a million games that don't exist or somebody's making up fucking bullshit, but you know, either let me type in the fucking game, let me take the chance of like fucking it up, or you know, stay on top of that shit so like I don't have to put in that I'm playing like, I end up putting like, oh, I'm playing like Drakon Order of the Flame or like some, like whatever, I just like pick, like I said, I type in like the first few words, like, oh, it's not here, I just pick something random and fucking go with it. That was that. Again, good music. Game, I don't know. just not for me at the moment, I guess. That was that. Now let's do the weekly Overwatch corner. Back by popular demand. I'm sorry, wait a second. That was actually the Back to the Future theme song. You know, isn't that a... they're almost fucking identical. I mean, it's just like the Overwatch guys just like forgot to play a few notes, and it's pretty much the same fucking song. Like, I don't know how the fuck they got away with that shit, or why I never heard that either. Like, why nobody? It's one of those things. It's like, yeah, somebody's. I think I'm clever thinking of that. I'm sure somebody's fucking thought of that. I'm sure they have. You know what I mean? I just don't listen to it. You know what I mean? I hadn't heard it, but for now, we'll just say I'm original, and I made that connection. Copyright Grunt Free Press. July 4th, 2000. So anyway, I was going to do some, like, you know, keep going down the list of characters and do that, but then I'm like, fucking, I forgot which characters I already did, and I'm like, I could just look and see, but I'm like, it's too much work. But thankfully, something saved me, otherwise I wouldn't be an Overwatch corner. I know that's why most people tune in, you know, me being the pro Overwatch player. Is fucking 32 years old and fucking plays with the controller on the PC. Competitive Overwatch came out this week. You know, that's where the greatest athletes of our generations clash. You know, they're going for glory and riches, and you know, you just hear the clicks of the buttons and the swooshes of the mice. You know, you hear the mice fucking going on anime fucking tit pads, and that, you know, the screeching of wild man children as their hopes and dreams are made into a digital reality, or they're crushed and tossed aside like an illegitimate mixed race baby. I mean, when I play, just fucking mute everybody and play like I normally do. I mean, when I play fucking quick play or if I play fucking competitive, it's the same shit. I'm sure some people give a shit and they actually, you know, seem to as you're playing. Here's how it works. You play 10 placement matches at first. You think there's like some, you gotta be a certain level too, like just like a, you know, have like, you know, so much XP before you can even start playing competitive, I guess. But it's low. It's like level 25. You can get that in, I don't know, 30 fucking games or so, I think. Something like that. It's not much. So you start off unranked in the competitive. You play 10 placement matches to determine what rank you'll start out at. And I'm just going to say something too before I fucking keep going. I know my voice sounds like shit right now, more than usual, because fucking, instead of like my usual sexy I just woke up voice, you get the, hey, I worked all night and fucking chain smoke cigarettes and I'm fucking, you know, you get the other end of that. I'm like hunched over and shit. My fucking back hurts and just fucking like try not to talk too loud so nobody busts in here and be like, yeah, there's kids in the house. Why are you saying faggot so much? So you play 10 placement matches. You know, you determine what rank you'll start at. Then as you win games, you rank up depending on the level of the people you're playing. You know, if the higher rank, it tells you, like, you know, oh, you're an underdog. If you win, you get more rank points. So go call them rank points. You know, it's not like XP, you know. Or, you know, if you lose something, you know, or if you lose and you're the underdog, you're not going to lose as much as if fucking, you know, you were the favorite, you know. So it's pretty much like the system Halo has been using since like Halo 2, only instead of ranks being 1 to 50, they do 1 to 100, but it is essentially the same deal. When you go up, you lose, you go down, and you go more or less depending on who you're matched up against. One little wrinkle is if you win the game, they get like a former currency called, I think they just call them competitive points or whatever. You can use those to buy weapon skins, like specifically for, like, the only way to get these certain skins is you have to spend this currency, which gets weird. I'm not a big fan of fucking a million currencies. Like, you know, before it was just like, oh, I get, you know, however much, there's just gold. Like, you fucking open those loot boxes and whatever, you know, you either get gold or you get, if you get duplicates of shit you already have, they give you, like, gold back, and you just use that to fucking buy whatever. But now it's like fucking like, oh, you want these weapon skins and you gotta have these competitive points. So every time you win, you get a competitive point. It's only one type of skin right now, but it's they're gold skins. You need 200 competitive points to buy one of the skins. I mean, like, just one. You know, it's like fucking, I'm looking at them like, I'm not really usually a fan of fucking gold skin, like gold weapon skins. I think they look kind of stupid, but flipping through them, like, hey, I wouldn't mind a fucking, you know, gold axe for fucking Reinhardt. It looks kind of cool, and plus it's fucking, you know, a golden axe, you know? You get it, wink, wink. I like golden axe. So I'm like, yeah, it'd be cool to have one. And it's fucking just like, so to get one, I just get that one, the one fucking skin for the axe. I need to win 200 ranked matches to get that. I mean, that's like absurd. Like, you know, if I'm just looking like the whatever, however long I played, like a month or whatever it's been out, a little over a month. I won, like, whatever, 400 games total, but I played a shitload. Like, I was on vacation the first week it came out, so I played, like, an absurd amount. But I gotta win, like, you know what I mean? It's fucking a lot of playing, 200 fucking ranked. I think right now, I've been playing this week, I have, like, 24 or 25 total, you know? That's a lot. Fucking a lot of matches, a lot of wins. Not that it should be easy, but again, that's just for that one, you know, one fucking skin. It's not like, oh, now you unlock, like, gold skins for everyone. It's like, no, it's just like you gotta pick one hero, one character, and, like, there's your one skin. I'm gonna try to reposition here. Get my throat a little clearance. Yeah, it's rough. I know it sounds rough. Yeah, so, you know, again, just that one character. 200 wins, just that one character. So I did my 10 placement matches. I ended up at level 46. I mean, I only won 4 out of my 10 placement matches, and it's like, yeah, it seems all right. I mean, again, level 1 to 100, and I won a little under half my matches. It's like I'm a little under, like, you know, the midway point, you know, 46 out of 100. Seems fine. I mean, fucking, you know, it's near the middle. It's like, you know, we can always use the excuse that, you know, I'm playing with a controller, I'm fucking solo queuing, I'm not going in with, like, a party, so I'm like, yeah, I'm pretty happy with that, you know? And then fucking from there, I'm like, all right, so it should be good. And then I'm fucking like, I don't know, just fucking from the 46 is fucking just loss after loss. I'm just fucking steadily dropping down fucking levels, like all the way to, like, I went down to like level 39, and then fucking now I think I'm at like level 36 or something. It was around like 40 or something. I'd be like, yeah, I feel all right. That'd be like a 20 in Halo, I guess, where I know, like, again, it's fucking like, oh, that's not great, but it's respectable. You know what I mean? Like, fucking little under the halfway point. And it's like, I know, like, the curve on Halo was like fucking like 20 and under was like fucking like whatever, like 80% of the population. You know what I mean? So it's like, if I'm just fucking like on that curve, you know, upper part of that curve, I'm good. But then it's like, oh, it's up to 100. It's like, I suck. Like, you know what I mean? Or I thought I sucked. But I'm looking into it, it's like weird shit. Like, I fucking saw, like, one guy was playing. I was watching his video. It was a unit lost or something. I forget the guy's name. I think the guy's like, who plays his name is, like, Stylosa or some shit like that. I mean, I don't know. I don't fucking follow fucking competitive fucking, you know what I mean? I don't follow, like, MLG fucking Overwatch. I don't know, like, if he's a big deal or he's just, like, a YouTube guy or just, like, whatever. His videos are decent, but, you know, he looks like a fucking decent player. He's playing with the full team he's playing. And, again, I did my matches. I fucking, they put me at rank 46, and, like, I'm what? And I played with him a couple times, too. Both on his team and against him, like, whatever, just because he plays a lot and doing the quick play shit, you kind of get matched up with random people. But that's besides the point. I'm watching his video. You know, he's fucking, again, he's real good. Fucking, obviously, he's playing with the fucking mouse and keyboard, fucking dead shot, fucking aim, like, whatever. Knows, like, in and out, everything in and out. And playing with a group, he's doing good. And he's like, you know, he won, like, whatever he won, however matches. I think they put him at, like, you know, like 50 something, like, you know. Like, he started at, like, level, like, 52 or some shit. I'm like, so how am I at fucking 46 and this guy's at fucking 52? It's like, I should be nowhere near this fucker. He should be up in, like, the 80s or some shit. Then, again, looking into it, I just heard, like, oh, the highest rank anybody's got is, like, a fucking 80, you know what I mean? Like, fucking, like, 80s the highest. Like, they're not even using the full range. So it's like, again, I'm, like, level, like, 36. I'm like, is this, like, really bad or what? Like, I don't know. Like, it's weird. Yeah, but again, I was having a fucking hell of a time getting wins. I mean, you know, I was playing the quick play, whatever. It's the regular fucking random matchmaking. I thought that system was great. I mean, even still, after, like, whatever, almost 1,000 games, I'm like, I'm still about even for wins and losses. I mean, you know, just above, like, 50%. I mean, that's really good. Just going to competitive for some reason just seems worse. Like, the matchmaking's worse than quick play. Should be the opposite. I mean, I had, like, less than, like, a third, you know, win rate compared to losses. It just seems like, you know, hey, you lost, you know, drop some rank, play shittier people, maybe get some wins. It doesn't seem to work that way. It just seems like, you know, I end up getting, like, shittier teammates and, the other team just rolls over us, you know what I mean? I was getting pissed, like, to the point I just wanted to quit, and just, you know what I mean? It's like, I want to quit this game, just take the loss, and just fuck it, you know what I mean? This fucking matchmaking's really bad. I was getting fucking frustrated. But I'm too much of a pussy myself to do that. I mean, if you go and you just, you know, if you go, I was thinking, I'm like, oh, this is just a loss. Like, I might as well just fucking quit and just fucking save myself the trouble. I go to do it, and it's like, oh, you get a message saying, like, oh, you'll get penalized if you leave, and do it too many times, you get banned, and you can eventually just be banned from fucking competitive play completely. So it's just fucking, yeah, I'm playing just hoping and praying somebody else just quits or drops. So it's because if that happens, you can just leave the game, and, you know, you'll take the loss, and it's just like, whatever, you know what I mean? I don't think he gets shit for XP or anything, but it's just like, fucking, like, I'd rather just play another game and just drop down a rank, and you know what I mean. Just hope I get a better game, because this is just fucking like a massacre, you know. It's just like, you know, drop my rank, you know what I mean. Apparently, I shouldn't be that high if I'm just losing like that. And again, I'm not fucking somebody who takes the game like seriously. I'm not trying to be fucking MLG or anything. Again, playing with the fucking controller on PC and shit. I don't give a shit if, you know, put me at fucking level one if you need to. It's just like, I just want good matches and not, you know, my entire team dying in 5 seconds and then it's just fucking 10 minutes of getting fucking steamrolled, you know what I mean? It's just fucking, I'm not gonna lie about it, it's just getting fucking infuriating. Yeah, I was almost getting like compelled just to, you know, play as much as I could, just, you know, lose as much as I can, just so I can just keep dropping and just hoping that fucking drop me down to like 20 or something. Let me see how that goes, because not fun to get fucking steamrolled, you know. That seemed to be happening quite a bit. I mean, as I've been playing, and probably, you know, other people are playing and winning and losing, dropping ranks and fucking gaining, like whatever. See, it seems to even out a little bit, like it's getting a little more even and shit, but. Just at first, it was just nuts, like fucking infuriating. You know, it was just fucking, you know, again, the point where it's like fucking like, oh, you know, you're on like attack first or something, or, you know, you're doing like one of the control point maps. It's just like that we just got completely shut down. It's like, now what? It's like, you know what I mean? It's like, I don't think it's not going to happen with this team versus their team. It's just completely uneven. And it's like, oh, just, you know, at that point, it's like, I'll just intentionally throw fucking games so I can just lose and just drop rank, you know what I mean? I'll play characters I'm fucking useless with or something. Like, oh, I'll fucking be Genji and just jump around and just be an idiot and see if I can get a couple kills or something, because I don't care at this point. I just feel like the matchmaking sucks. So as far as the differences between the competitive and the quick play, it's pretty much the same. A few minor differences. I mean, I don't know if they changed it with the quick play too, as I haven't gone back to quick play after doing competitive. Just with the, you know, how the matches are scored, and I kind of like that. You know, you get those control point maps where it's like, you know, that neutral control point, and you gotta like, capture and hold it for a certain amount of time. And on the quick play, it was just like whoever, you know, first to two just won. This is the changes to first to three. So I mean, they get, you know, longer matches, and it's fucking not that big of a fan of that. I kind of wish they thought it was fine just first to two, because, you know, we can end up playing, you know, five fucking matches. That just gets kind of long. I'm not huge on that. I just wish they changed it just to how it was before. But I like what they did with the payload matches, where, you know, you're trying to move the objective. Or it can be mixed, like a control point, and then, like, you're moving the objective. I've explained that before, the fucking payload matches. The way they do that is whoever moves it the furthest or does it the quickest, I mean, that's it. They win. Like, you know what I mean? They'll be like, in a, you know, first team goes out attacking, they move it like, you know, say they, you know, first point's like a capture the control point, they do that, then you're doing the payload, and they move it like, you know, whatever, like 500 feet or whatever, and then it's like, fucking, that's as far as they make it, then they, you know, then they get shut down, you know, then that's it, they get shut down from there. And then you'll switch sides, and then, like, now this team attacking, it was defending before, they just have to get past that point. So if they make it like 501 feet, like, that's it. Like, the match just ends and, like, fucking that team wins, you know? Or if team A gets all the objectives and they do it in like 7 minutes and like 40 seconds, like, switches sides and team B goes, they got to beat that time. The game just ends at whatever, seven minutes and 40 seconds. You know what I mean? So it's not dragged out. It's like quicker like that. It makes more sense. I like that. You know, you're not just sitting there in fucking overtime for like an hour or something. I mean, you know, it's cool how they do that. But I find like the general attitude of the games, I mean, just, you know, people playing and shit, I mean, you know, I'm not a fan of it. I mean, again, it's because they call it competitive. I mean, I still play like I always have, like, you know what I mean? People say, oh, it's competitive, you got to like play to win or whatever. I mean, I play fucking how I play. Everybody muted, you know, I try to pick characters the team needs, and, But you can just tell, like, people are like, oh, like, take it seriously, play to win, and, you know, they'll be fucking, you know, cheap fucking faggots. I mean, that pretty much, what I'm saying by that is that means fucking, you get fucking bastions everywhere, fucking bastions all over the place. And again, you hear fucking like, oh, bastion's easy, not a big deal. I mean, I think fucking people saying that are like playing on a team, you know what I mean? It's like fucking, if you're like in like, going in with just yourself, it's fucking just like, dude, it's like the only way you're gonna really like consistently take out a bastion is playing a bastion yourself. It doesn't matter if fucking offense, defense, like, I don't know. You know, almost every game is a bad, I mean, you see a fucking bastion. I mean, you defend first, and, you know, if you're defending first, your team's playing like normal. You know what I mean? It's just fucking like, oh, whatever. It's playing like, by that I mean, no bastions. And then you'll switch sides, and it's like, you know, hey, look, a fucking bastion hiding behind a fucking Reinhardt shield, and they're getting buffed by a fucking Mercy. Well, that's great. I mean, we didn't pull that shit, but I mean, they're fucking like, oh, we can just do this and fucking like stop them, and just, it's a pain in the ass. You know, it's getting to the point where it's like, I'm picking fucking bastion if nobody else on my team picks them, because it's like, you know, again, the only way to counter a fucking faggot bastion, you know, is to be a fucking faggot bastion. You don't even have to, you don't have to like try with them, but you don't have to be good with them. It doesn't matter if you get like zero kills. You can just sit there and fucking spray. You know what I mean? If you don't hit anybody, it's like, well, I'm just gonna spray in this doorway. What are they gonna do if they walk in? They're gonna get fucking shot the fuck up. Yeah, it's just why, you know, the entire, you know, just sit there and spray, and just the entire enemy team just, you know, stops, and all of a sudden the whole strategy just switches to fucking, oh, where's Bastion? We got to do something about Bastion. You know what I mean? It's just fucking, you know, if you're playing him, you die, you just fucking run right the fuck back and just plop into a corner and just start spraying again. It's just fucking, it's just like a block. Like, what are you going to do? He just fucking really ruins the fucking game. And again, you constantly see him just because of that attitude. He's just fucking like, oh, don't have fun. Like, he sucks to play, but you got to do it because, you know, play to win. And just, again, I've been watching, like, these YouTube videos and seeing the write-ups about the fucking ranked game. It just pisses me the fuck off. It's just like, you know, if you're not going into, you know, if you're not playing competitive to win, if you're not doing, you know, if you're not playing to win, just fucking, you know, don't play ranked. And it's just like, dude, how about you go fuck yourself? It's like, dude, you get all the try-hard fucking, all those try-hard fucking play-to-win fucking homos. I mean, they should just be high ranked. I mean, if their ranking worked, and, you know, normal people should be going lower, and just everybody should be playing fucking ranked to get better matches, and, you know, across the board. And, you know, and then maybe I can get my gay golden axe without constantly having to deal with fucking bastions every match. And I don't know, just fucking fuck Bastion. He's like the Mike Futter of Overwatch. And you know, again, it's playing after playing like 60 games, like, you know, kind of evened out. You know, it's like I can get some wins sometimes. It's, you know, games aren't complete blowouts and shit. And this is just a little amendum after the fact. Again, you know, it's just fucking, you know, it's just fucking, you know, it still just pisses me off. Like, your team's defending, going pretty good, normal, and then, you know, figure you have a good chance when you're attacking. Then again, it's like fucking, you know, the other team gets fucking nervous. You were doing good defending. It's like, oh, hey, look, Bastion. I don't know. Just fuck Bastion. That's what I always say. All right, I'm just going to take a break. How's that? We'll be back.
what shall we use to fill the empty spaces where waves of hunger roar? Shall we set out across this sea of faces in search of more and more applause?
Free Press Holiday Independence Day edition. It's all about independence, all about independent press, independent thought. That's what Grunt Free Press is all about. Also, I'm just going to try to get through this shit as quick as I can, just because, again, I just hear people fucking banging around the house, driving me nuts. Let's just get through this together. How do you feel about space? And how do you feel about Hulks? I'm gonna talk about Space Hulk Ascension. Another one of these games I picked up on Steam sale. And again, it's still fucking my throat. It just feels really fucked up right now, as I should be fucking sleeping. Been a long day of smoking and drinking coffee. Space Hulk Ascension. It's a turn-based strategy game. It's based on an old, I think it was like a board game. It's just like a weird, like, tabletop RPG hybrid thing, I think, as far as I remember. I mean, it's fucking weird. I kind of remember playing it briefly fucking years ago. The game itself, Space Hulk Ascension, is just, really dark and just claustrophobic, turn based. Again, it's almost just like what the board game's like. All the missions take place in what I think is the interior of a ship, maybe like a massive, like almost asteroid sized spaceship or something. As far as I can tell, that's what a Space Hulk is. I played it for about 10 hours, and I really don't know for sure. It's not something that really spill out the fucking story or really explain shit. It's like fucking like, all right, well, it's called Space Hulk, and I'm in these spaceship-looking things, and it's really big, and I don't know. But either way, it's basically fucking Aliens, the strategy game, which is cool, because, I mean, that's kind of why I bought it, just... You know, the corridors you're going through, and the enemies look like they came from the movie Aliens. Even a lot of the sound effects is similar to the movie. You get like a first person, again, it's like top down, like turn based, you know, move a guy at a time, fucking type of deal. But you got a there go the dogs. There's a first person camera view in the, like the upper right corner of the screen that shows like a first person view of what you know soldiers are seeing. It's not like, you know, it doesn't turn like a first person shooter. It's just like fucking like, oh, you're just looking at that top down view constantly. And again, it looks like fucking from like the, like the aliens movies, like the fucking the Colonial Marines in there, fucking like they're what, like looking through their helmet cam. Strange part is the guys you control, they're called Terminators, so kind of confusing. So game looks like aliens, and they call the guys Terminators. Like, I don't know, fucking up is down, fucking, you know, cats chasing dogs. So and one of the, you know, one of those games, you know, you stop playing it, and it seems really complicated at first. Like, you know, you can, it gives you like a menu and shit. You can customize your soldiers, and they're gaining XP and rank as you play. You get like, you know, different equipment, like abilities. So it's kind of like XCOM or something. But but there's, you know, there's all this fucking, you know, again, I'm kind of used to XCOM, but there's all these rules and terminology I don't understand. So I had you know, no clue what the fuck was going on, like looking at those screens. Yeah, I mean, you know, you get like the standard shit, like, you know, you can put your guys into Overwatch and not the game Overwatch, like the XCOM, like Overwatch, and you know, they get like a line of sight, and anything that moves in front of them on the enemy turn, they'll shoot at. But because like the maps and the corridors are so narrow, and there's in the game there's like a million enemies, so it plays like completely different than XCOM. It's not like it's not like you don't get like the wide open spaces, and you know what I mean. A different type of strategy game. So it's also almost more like a puzzle game. You know, you really have to like fucking, you know, set up your squad, and so they're covering each other before they move. We got to make sure you get their angles covered, and they move really fucking slow, and like they're you know, big fucking dudes. So they take up like pretty much like one of them will basically block off like most of a corridor. You know what I mean? For like good or bad. You know what I mean? It's like you can't shoot past him, but you know you might be covering that full corridor. But you know he takes like a full turn to fucking like almost all his movement just to like turn around completely and look the other way. And again, it's real fucking claustrophobic. And yeah, if you turn him the wrong way, or if, you know, move like one square where he's not covered, it's like you just get fucked. It's again not like XCOM or anything like that, where it's not really like hit point dependent. It's not like fucking, oh, an enemy got me and took off like whatever 5 hit points or some shit. Seems like there's it's all like one hit kills. Like, oh, I fucked up, I didn't cover, or I missed, and fucking now this guy's on me, and he hit me once, and I'm just dead, you know. You know, if you get flanked from like the side or like behind, where guaranteed hit, and just fucking, you know, that one hit's just like dead. Like, that's just like death, as far as I can tell. So I mean, it's very slow, just very methodical. You know, setting up lines of fire with a, you know, a couple soldiers, so it's safe for, you know, one guy to move, and you know, then you adjust and set up another line of sight for like the next guy to move, and just kind of like tactically fucking set up, move, and fucking again, just a small fuck up, and you know, one of you guys gets fucked, and you know, once that happens, the shit kind of, you know, spirals, like snowballs from there, because it's like fucking like, oh, now we don't have enough guys to like set up, and the enemies just pour in through vents, and I'm pretty sure in a lot of the levels, you know, they're infinite. They give you your objective, and you just have to try to complete that. It's not like, you know, again, a lot of them, it's not like you're gonna be able to just wipe out everybody on the map, I don't think, unless it's like an objective to do that, or like kill like a certain amount of enemies. So, you know, it's how they spawn too. You can see where they're gonna spawn on the map. They'll be like little pips, and they come out of vents. You can move the Terminator, the Marine, or whatever the fuck, you know, the guy, your soldier guy. If you move him next to a vent, you know, you block off that vent, so you know no more enemies can come through while you're there. So, you know, so it's like, that's again, just like that strategy of fucking like, you know, making all right, I move him here, so now I know nothing's going to come from this direction. So now it's like, all right, well, now I can move other guys in the other part of the ship, but, you're also, like, one guy down, you know what I mean? Like, you got to keep him there. As soon as you move him off, like, they're going to come through there again. So again, it's just that strategy of making certain directions safe so you can do other shit. It's just, again, all, like, methodically, just, cover, fucking, all right, you gotta think about, I'm gonna retreat, I'm gonna move off this vent, but now I gotta make sure that he's covered as he turns around, and, like, all this shit, fucking move him, make sure he's safe as he moves back towards the other thing. Most of it is all, like, objective-based. You get different missions, like, you got to seal these vents off, or, destroy this target with a flamethrower, and, they show you where the objectives are on the map, and, you have to make a, make a spot, you'll have, like, this is the map, these are your objectives, and, like, this is your deployment point, and you got to, other than that, the rest of the map's pretty much fucking, like, dark, and so it's, like, really fucking dark, unless you have, like, line of sight on something, you know what I mean? It's, like, as you fucking, like, look down, like, you have, like, your guys, your Terminators, or whatever, have, like, flashlights you can see, but even then, it's not much. Like, the game's fucking, like, really fucking dark. No, like, there's not that much to see, you know what I mean? I like that. I like the atmosphere of it. It's just fucking really, really hard. One thing is, it's fucking hard to tell where you can move and, like, you know what I mean, like, where doors are and shit, because it's so, like, dark. It's, like, between, like, pitch black and, like, dark brown or fucking dark gray or some shit, you know? When you're moving a fucking Terminator, you put them on, like, Overwatch, like, a green, or when you're moving them, there's, like, on the floor, it's, like, a green grid of where you can move, but beyond that, it's probably just hard to tell, like, what's fucking floor, and what's just fucking, like, black, like, uncovered shit, and what's, like, or what's, like, a dead end, or fucking a path to the objective. Just hard to tell the layout, and, like, it'd be nice to have, like, even, like, a grid that's just, like, for his line of sight, like, beyond, like, where the flashlight goes, or, like, where he can move on that turn. So you have, like, all right, well, I can see the grid where he can go, but where it ends, is that just, like, a dead end, or what? Is it just have, like, fucking, like, oh, well, I can see this, like, whatever, pathways up here and this shit, or whatever. It's hard to tell what's a door, what's a wall, what's a door, what's a vent. It looks cool, but just from, like, a playability standpoint, it's just not the best, not the clearest. One of those things, maybe if I play more, I'll get used to it. Like, oh, okay, well, now I see, like, what the vents look like. I know exactly, all right, that's a door and whatever. Maybe it's different shades of fucking black. I don't know. Might get used to it, but yeah, once you get going, it's actually, it sounds complicated. Once you get going, it's actually pretty simple to play. You just, moving dudes around the board, making sure they're covered, and you're fucking shooting and punching and stabbing the shit out of a bunch of fucking aliens. Pretty fun. I'm sure, as they keep going, as they go further through the campaign, it's probably going to get more confusing. But I think there's, like, a dozen different factions you can pick from. They have, like, different, like, stats and, weaknesses and fucking strengths and shit. And then there's, like, three or four campaigns. I don't know how many fucking missions are in each campaign. And it looks like there's, three campaigns that are locked. They're, like, paid DLC. And I was like, I don't know if I'm going to buy those. And I'm, like, fucking, like, yeah, I don't know. I was having fun with it. And, I bought on the sale, just like the Steam sale, it's like the regular base game. Then I went back, I'm like, how much is the DLC? And that wasn't fucking much either, like a couple bucks. I'm like, I'll fucking get it, like, whatever. So we'll see. It's fucking cool. It's like, again, the game is slow, it's plodding, it takes me a little bit to get into, like, that mindset, like, all right, it's got to be, like, slow, tactical, fucking methodical. But it's pretty fun. It's just fucking, you get fucking Terminators shooting the shit out of aliens, so, go figure. I like that. It's fun. That was Space Hulk Ascension. You can pick it up on Steam sale, which I think is over by the time this goes out. Now let's talk about burying the lead, as they say in the biz is what they call the industry. I call it the indists. Inside, talk about inside. Listen, I'll say this up front, just fucking, you know, if you stop listening, don't blame me again. I feel like, you know, I'm struggling to fucking talk and fucking, I'm like clearing my throat and just like, dude, I can barely like swallow. I'm so like fucking like dry and shit. Yeah, so inside, and I'll say it up front, fucking inside is fucking incredible. It's a 2D puzzle platformer thing from it's from the guys who made Limbo. And if you didn't play Limbo, Limbo's fucking great. You know, I heard people after Inside came out, I heard them like downplaying just like, you know, how good and just how like revolutionary Limbo was, and it came out. You know, people saying that, they're fucking idiots. Like, you know, you hear them like, oh, it's just another one of those, like, you know, artsy, like, fucking whatever, black and white or pixelated, like, 2D game and fucking, like, whatever. It's like, no, you guys, it's kind of like revisionist fucking history shit. You know, Limbo did that shit way before it was, like, overplayed. And I won't say it's like, oh, it was the first indie game, you know, nothing like that, but it's fucking one of the first in that first batch of, like, big ones that came on, like, consoles, last generation, like almost like fucking like whatever, 8 years ago at this point. Yeah, just, you know, a bunch of other games fucking copied that, and, you know, again, at this point it's kind of overplayed. Like, I don't fucking really care about, you know what I mean? It's like most shit's like, oh, it's another like fucking 2D fucking platformer and fucking whatever. Not so much to see the black and white filter, but it's like, oh, like old school platformer or like whatever. It's like, yeah, I have a million of those, but as far as those went, even back then, I thought fucking Limbo was the best of them. So Inside pretty much takes what made Limbo great and pretty much ups the stakes and everything. And, you know, it's a fucking gorgeous game. Simple 2D. It's actually kind of, some of the shit's like 3D, I guess. Some like the models, but for the most part, you're playing on, you know, 2D plane. You get muted colors, and the art styles, they pull that shit off so well. You know, almost like a German, like a old like German expressionist film or something, like fucking M or like a Cabinet of Dr. Caligari. Those movies, they fucking, you know, just or like that from Pink Floyd's The Wall, like the movie, like the last section there, one of the last sections, like the trial, like that type of just like dark fucking, you know, sharp angles and shadows and just like, you know, how everything's animated like perfect. It's great. I'm sweating because my AC's off, and yeah. As far as the actual gameplay goes, you know, pretty simple. I mean, you just fucking pretty much running to the right and solving puzzles. The platform is not nearly as demanding as Limbo. You know, I thought, like, you know, Limbo was, for the most part, it's just, you know, puzzle heavy, but towards the end it turned into like fucking like eyes, like fucking like pixel perfect jumps and shit. This is a lot more forgiving. You know, Inside, I think, is to the point, like, pretty much anybody can play it and, like, figure it out. Fucking two buttons, you know, A and fucking B, and, you know, B drags, A jumps, and you just move them with the stick, and that's about it. And just from there, it's just kind of challenges more in figuring out the puzzles. And I think the puzzles are just about perfect in terms of, like, difficulty versus reward. It's, you know, that's what, like, kind of a subjective thing to talk about, but for me, it was almost always playing the game, it's like, oh, you run into a puzzle, you kind of look around for the pieces that you have, you know, what you have to work with, you know, tinker around with them for a little bit, and then feel pretty good, and you figure it out, you know, on one or two tries, and you know, it's nothing too crazy. I mean, you know, just here are your options, you fuck with them for a little bit until you get it, and then move on to the next one. There's, you know, pretty good variety in what you're doing. And I love that feeling of figuring something like that out. And it's hard to get right without fucking being like frustrating or, you know, too easy where it's fucking like barely a challenge. I think the main draw of the world is just, you know, main draw of the game is just, you know, the world, the atmosphere, and just like the themes of it. And it, you know, it gets pretty heady. I mean, you start the game out and you're a little boy, and you know, there's guards and dogs coming after you, and you know, you're doing some, you know, you're fucking just running, and some like light, like stealth sections. You gotta like hide from like flashlights and like wait the guards out and shit. And it seems like it's almost like a, you know, taking place in like Nazi Germany or something. And, you know, or like you're, you know, escaping from a concentration camp. Like maybe like that's like the vibe you get. Like, that's what the game is. It's like, it's like some kind of like statement about that or something. You know, they start adding shit on top of that. You know, you're like horror elements and sci-fi shit, and you know, worms infecting animals, and the animals come and try to kill you. You got to try to get the worm out of the animal, or you get like these like mindless zombie-like you know, human things that are like fucking look like they've, you know, deformed, or they've been like experimented on and shit. And you can mind control them like lemmings, and move them around to solve puzzles. And it's all really like dark and sterile, and it's been pretty haunting stuff. You know, what really elevates it is you know, the themes. It's not like a straight like story based game where you're reading like pages of text or something to tell some story, some like hacky shit that otherwise would be like a shitty book nobody would care about. And it's like, oh, it's a game, so let's just you know, jack it off and pretend it's good because it's in a different medium that's fucking different standards, I guess. Like, this is what seems to happen. Or it's not like a bunch of fucking barely interactive cutscenes that would be like a, you know, mediocre movie or anything. It's you know, everything's told through like, you know, visuals or fucking, you know, the actual gameplay, like the act of playing the game. Something that fucking Limbo did right, and you know, everything else that fucking like imitates that, you know, most of them can't fucking pull it off. And then you get Inside, and fucking, you know, it takes it fucking further than that, you know, further than Limbo. You know, if Limbo was kind of like one note, like, you know, well, like the whole like theme of that game is like, hey, the kid's in limbo, like, you know what I mean, like the name of the game, like he's in like purgatory or whatever. And it's like, well, you get like, fuck, you know, you can kind of make your own guesses about like the story from there, like, oh, did he die in a car crash or whatever. It's just you know, you end the game and it starts over again. It's just supposed to be like, oh, it's purgatory, doing the same thing over and over. It's like, I don't know, I like those kind of stories, you know what I mean? Again, kind of like one note, just like one theme, but it's just like Inside is like so many layers to it. Like, at first you're playing it again, it's like, oh, it's like fucking like anti-fascist or, you know, anti-corporation shit, and like that would be fine. Like, it'd be like, it's just kind of, you know, that would have been enough, you know. And then just gets really fucking out there and just gets dark and mature and just kind of like capital A, like artsy, you know. It's you know, saying that in like a good way. Like, it's artsy with something to say, and it's just fucking saying something important. And you might not completely get what it's, you know, what it is exactly. Like, you might not be able to like articulate what it is, but I probably sound like an art fag myself talking about it. And the people who made the game probably don't like 100% have like concrete reasons why they made what they made. You know what I mean? Like, they probably couldn't really explain it to you either if they wanted to. It was just like one of those things, got like something to say, what it is, I don't know, kind of up for interpretation. But you just get the feeling like there's something being said here that just needed to be said, you know. As corny as that may sound, I'm saying that like sincerely, like not like being a dick. You know, it's like fucking like a like storytelling that's fucking like, you know, at like a deep like human experience type level. It's just, you know, as I'm playing, I get emotional playing it, and not like that bullshit like broad like by the numbers. Not like, oh, it made me cry because they fucking had like music fucking swelled up or something, and fucking the character on the screen like furrowed their fucking brow, and or like fucking like a single tear came down, and just fucking, oh, I was filled with emotions. That one emotion, I was sad because the game told me to be sad, or, you know, it was goofy and slapstick, it made me laugh, or, you know, something like that. It's just like more like, again, mature, just like complex fucking like squirmy, like, you know, philosophically fucking thoughtful, like deep level, like fucking shit, like fucking, there's a lot to the fucking game. And again, and for once not being a fucking, like, piece of shit, like fucking, no irony saying that, like, I'm like being genuine for once. Not to oversell it, like, don't go in like fucking, oh, it's gonna change my life. It's just like, yeah, you fucking play it and it's like fucking, ah, it made me think about some shit, you know what I mean? I'll give you a for instance, like a little scenario. And I say like spoilers, I guess, even though, again, I don't really give a shit about fucking giving out spoilers. You don't want spoilers, you should probably not listen to anything or read anything ever, but, it's not really a game I could fucking, even if I tried to, like, spoil it, I mean, I don't think you really can. You kind of have to play it for yourself from, like, start to finish and kind of draw your own, conclusions from it. But it's one sequence, fairly long, or, maybe, like, it's actually a couple sequences, it's just, like, the same type of thing. Where, you'll be underwater, and you're being chased by this, creepy, black-haired fucking girl creature thing, and if she, catches up to you, she'll drag you down under the water, and she'll drown you, and you'll die, you know, and, as I'm playing, I'm just trying to get, you know, as I'm playing the game, I'm just trying to get past it, and just fucking, it's just like a, stereotypical, almost like a, you know, one of those Japanese horror movie, like fucking, you know, long-haired, black-haired fucking, horror movie fucking broads, like from like The Ring or whatever. It kind of looks like that. You gotta like shine light on her or whatever to fucking freeze her. And, you know, you just, you know, if you go in the water, she'll fucking chase after you. You know, she's fast. So you have to fucking, as she's chasing you, you have to fucking figure out a way, like, all right, I gotta get past her, and I gotta fucking shut this door to block her off, or I gotta fucking just get the fuck away, or, like, get up on top of the water onto, like, platforms, and, you know what I mean, or, like, you know, lure her over here and bait her this way so I can fucking go the other way and just get the fuck away from her. You know, so there's, you know, a few puzzles to fucking revolve around her, like, whatever. But, you know, eventually she catches up to you. She gets you, like, it's, you know, unavoidable part of the game. And she'll, she'll drag you down. She'll fucking suffocate you and you die. You know what I mean? Again, part of the story. And, but then, you know, you'll be dead for a while. Then, you know, then again, you fucking, you know, spoiler again, you fucking wake up and you just keep on going through the rest of the game, only it's like fucking, oh, like they can't, now I can go underwater and I won't fucking drown, you know what I mean? It's just fucking like, ah, oh, it's kind of a weird fucking gameplay thing. It's like, oh, now I can fucking breathe underwater, that's fucking weird. Didn't really think much of it, you know, went through the rest of the game, then like fucking, like after I finished the game, just like thinking about that, and particularly one puzzle I won't quite spoil, but it has to do with fucking, you know, luring her one way to go the other way. I'm just like fucking, like, I was just like thinking about that, and it's fucking like, it's like fucking like that girl or whatever, like that fucking, that monster, like fucking, like, whatever, that creature. It's like, yeah, it's kind of like fucking representing like marriage, you know what I mean? Like fucking like getting married or whatever, falling in love, like that type of shit. And again, I'm not saying this in like a cheesy way, like a fucking ironic douchebag way. It's just fucking like, ah, just again, just like kind of like straight face. Like this is like, you know, it's kind of what if like what the game, this part again of the game was about to me anyway. Or, you know, the whole sequence fucking reminded me of my relationships anyway. Like, you know, you're going through the game, like, you know, trying to live your life, you know, you get your goals, and then fucking this, thing fucking shows up, and, you know, it's trying to drag you down and fucking change you, and, eventually, you know, eventually it seems kind of like inevitable, like it's going to get you, and eventually you fucking give in and pretty much kills, like, you know what I mean? Like fucking you give into that, like the, you know, that other person fucking dragging you down, and like, it kills the person who you were before. Then, like, you know, then it's like, ah, oh, this is it, you know, I'm done. And, you know, you get over it and you fucking recover from it, you know, the best you can, you fucking move on, you know, keep going. Again, that was my interpretation of it. You know, might have nothing to do with what the developers intended, and, you know, other people might read into it differently, or they might just play it and be like, ah, oh, some fucking weird fucking, you know, Japanese fucking horror monster after me. And, again, it's just one of those fucking art. You know what I mean? It's fucking it's what good art does. You think about it, and other people think different things, or don't think about it at all, or whatever. And then, like, the you know, the rest of the game, I was thinking, like, you know, it's just like the themes of the game. It's like, you know, it's fucking, you know, games about conformity and, you know, resisting conformity and control, controlling people and, you know, trying to find your place in the world and fucking, you know, being a part of, like, you know, going from, like, being, like, a kid and feels like, you know what I mean? You feel fucking like you're constantly being, like, attacked or whatever, and then, like, you know, you find your place in the world, and at the same time trying to remain in, you know, an individual, but then you fucking get, like, absorbed, you know what I mean? You get fucking just caught up into, you're just like, ah, I'm just another person, I guess, and fucking, but you still have, like, fucking a little bit of, like, the, you know, rebellious spirit. You're trying to rally the masses, trying to, you know, get people to see, like, fucking how they're being oppressed and trying to change things from the inside, which, you know, hence the name, I guess, Inside. And I don't know, fucking rambling on again, and fucking probably just sounds like fucking ramblings of a fucking madman more than usual. But just play the fucking game. Just, you know, think of it, take it for what you will, you know what I mean? Celia is fucking good, definitely worth playing. I'd say, you know, again, it makes, like, makes games like fucking Journey or Braid just seem, like, so, like, simplistic, like, tonally. It's like, it's like, this is like the next gen shit for those type of games. Like, it's like the next gen, this is the next step, you know what I mean? You know, if you look at Journey and people are like, oh wow, how, like, deep and shit, that was about the journey from fucking, you know, birth to death or whatever. And this is, you know, Inside's like so many, it's like that and so many shades, like, in between, you know, it's like so much more than that. Fucking great game, but if that doesn't sell you on it, let's not forget the kid deaths. Talk about that, is they're fucking brutal. You know, Limbo was pretty cringy. You know, you saw the kid, whatever, drowning or getting cut up by, like, saw blades and shit. But that was kind of, like, cartoony. It's like, oh, whatever, you see his fucking leg fly off. It's like, oh, it's pretty brutal. But, you know, this is fucking, like, Inside's, like, shocking, like shocking shit. And that's, like, that's me saying that, and I'm a pretty staunch proponent of child death. You get those dogs, you know, the fucking dogs chasing after you, they get you, and they'll fucking tackle you to the ground, and they'll go for the neck, and, you know, they shake the kid until he's just a fucking limp body, and just fucking keep shaking him, and the guards attack you, like, they're, like, fucking, you know, like pedophiles near the fucking near a fucking van with, like, ether rags and shit. And there's one spot where this sound wave just thumping in the back. It's just fucking, you can see it, and it's fucking, like, thump thump thump. It's like rhythmic, you know. You gotta try to keep moving and trying to take cover from that. And if you fuck up, you don't take cover in time, the kid just straight up fucking explodes, like full body, fucking gory, complete fucking just body explosion, like fucking gore, fucking blood everywhere. It's fucking awesome. Just fucking, you know, kid deaths. I stand by my theory that, you know, good measurement of the quality of a game, how many kid deaths there are, and, you know, how good they are. And, you know, I think Inside is some of the best kid deaths in gaming. That's my stamp of quality. So I'm going to end this, because, again, I just fucking, ugh, I feel gross. I feel fucking off. And I know it's probably been fucking painful listening to. And believe me, I have to listen to it and fucking edit it. I'm not looking forward to that. But Grunt Free Press, that's your best kid exploding news source. And go to email podcast@gruntfreepress.com. Let me know how hot it is in here and why I can't wait to turn the air conditioner back on. Happy 9/11, everybody.
adore.